A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised people, and you ate with them." Peter began and explained it to them step by step, saying, "I was at prayer in the city of Joppa, when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw four-legged animals of the earth, the wild beasts, the reptiles, and the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, 'Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time a voice from heaven answered, 'What God has made clean, you are not to call profane.' This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. Just then three men appeared at the house where we were, who had come and sent for me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his place, saying, 'Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you by which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remember the word of the Lord and how he said, 'John baptized with water, but you will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I able to hinder God?" When they heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, "God then has granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too." The word of the Lord. Athirst is my soul for the living God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. As a hind longs for running waters, so my soul longs for you, O God. Athirst is my soul for God, the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Athirst is my soul for the living God. Send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on and bring me into your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Athirst is my soul for the living God. Then will I go to the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. Athirst is my soul for the living God." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for them, and the sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out them all that are his, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. And so again, we go to the I am passages. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd, where he says he is God. And now he sits there and says, "I have come that my sheep might have life and have it abundantly." And so what that means for us is we're called to live abundant lives, for God's glory, not for us. Again, that we live life abundantly. We should be more alive than anybody else on this earth. Are we more alive? And, well, how do I do that, Father? Well, he tells us, my sheep hear my voice. They recognize my voice. So our life of abundance comes from listening to the voice of Jesus. And that's a living voice, right? So again, we go to the Old Testament, into the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles. And here's Peter. And Peter's listening to the voice of God. And God says, take and eat, take and eat, take and eat.
I would never think about that. I can't eat unclean thing.
God said, shut up. What I have declared clean, you will not declare unclean.
Okay.
Now we can eat bacon. All because Peter heard the voice of God. He gave Peter and us life abundantly by eating bacon every day. The reality is, when we just listen to ourselves or some tradition or other things, we get all caught up and angry and we have to die to self and I'm miserable all the time. True sign, that is not of God. God calls us to live life abundantly for his glory, and we do that when we listen to Jesus, not the world, not the flesh, not the devil, not the people who just agree with us. So today, let's listen to the voice of our Savior and live life abundantly. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.